It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. This past week can go straight to hell. With no speed bumps.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I am so glad it's the weekend. There was just so... All the news was heavy this past week. All of it.
Yeah.
A lot of sad news, some of which we're still going to get into this morning. But the celebrity deaths... It's too much. Multiple celebrity deaths this week.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's just like three in a row just hitting us all in the feels. All very like nostalgic figures from childhood.
Well, you say three in a row. So Malcolm, Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne. I'm assuming you're referring to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
We found out about yesterday. But then there's a fourth that nobody's talking about. But I'm going to talk about it. And that is jazz musician Chuck Mangione.
I just learned who he was yesterday, actually. Not because I saw the announcement, may he rest in peace. This is kind of lighthearted, but Bryce was like, oh my gosh, Chuck Mangione. I didn't realize that he was a real person. I went, wait, what? He was like, I thought he was just a King of the Hill character.
Oh, that's right. He was on King of the Hill. Yeah, totally a real person, jazz musician, very big in the jazz world for many, many years. He played flugelhorn.
Mm-hmm.
He played the trumpet. He did have a hit song on the radio way
did
back
he really?
When. 1977, Feel So Good was his hit song.
Wow, okay. Jazz hitting the mainstream.
And I bring this up because whenever I hear his song... Which is not often. I don't hear this song often. But his song is indirectly responsible for a scene on Friends.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So the episodes on Friends where Monica and Rachel switch apartments with Joey and Chandler.
Uh-huh.
And towards the end, like Rachel's so frustrated living in the boys' apartments. And... They live next door to the guy that sings the morning song.
Okay.
Like, do you remember that?
Barely.
Right? So, this is Chuck Mangione's song. Let's see if I can recreate that moment on Friends for you. This might jog your memory. It's almost there. Chuck Mangione. Morning's here. The morning's here. Sunshine is here. The sky is clear. Do you remember that?
No, but that makes this so much better that I do not remember it. I want this to be our theme song every morning, Bill.
Yeah,
I want you to sing that.
Yeah, the guy, he's like putting on his tie and he's singing that song and Rachel gets all mad that he's singing. But then Joey loves that guy. And
oh, of course he does.
They're singing the song.
Oh, no, that guy would piss me off. Absolutely not. I'm on Rachel's side.
The Morning Is Here song. I love that guy.
Of course you do.
Oh, well, that's enough of that. Thank you for being here this morning. Hopefully we'll have some good vibes. We'll keep some good vibes this morning going into the weekend. Red Flag Friday a little bit later on, right around 7:25. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It is going to be two special editions of Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
For what?
Well, today is July 25th. It's Christmas in July. So
you're going to be that guy.
We're going to have Christmas in July editions of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
The only part about Christmas in July that I like is Christmas ale. So you better have some of that on you.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
It's the Q Morning Show. Gracie Abrams, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So my kids go back to school in less than a month.
That's so crazy.
They go back to school, let's see, August 20th, I believe, and today's the 25th. So, yeah, less than a month.
Hot take. I'm excited. I can't wait for back to school.
Well, you're not going back anyway.
I'm not going back to school, but I miss our moms calling in the drop-off line. I miss talking to people on their way home from dropping off their kids. Like,
yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
They leave us around... Early June, and then
I miss our teachers that are all up and getting into work about this time.
Well, speaking of teachers, I have a friend who's a teacher, and They were in our backyard last week, and that conversation about back to school came up, and she's like, she puts her hand to her ears. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Not ready to think about it yet.
Yeah. If you don't think about it, it won't happen.
Because very soon it's not like she's just going to show up to work, on the first day of school. She's got to, you know, get her classroom ready.
Lesson and, plans together.
Yeah.
Curriculums, supplies, like all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All that. So she's not thinking about it now. But then that conversation turned into, what is it like when you run into one of your students when you're out in the wild? Do you remember that happening, like when you were a kid, like how weird that was to see your teacher?
I think when I was really young, I would get excited. But like as I got older, I feel like the situations got like a little more uncomfortable.
I would feel like you would want to avoid them.
I would. I try to, but sometimes you can't. Like, I found myself, I was in Giant Eagle, I think, like, the summer after I graduated high school.
Yeah.
It was not for me, but, like, I was getting a pregnancy test for my friend. Like, legitimately for my friend that she asked me to get. And that's the only thing I had in my basket. And I ran into, like, my old chemistry teacher. And I was mortified.
I have so many questions now. Why did your friend ask you to get a pregnancy test?
Because she was too embarrassed to go get one.
So where was she? Did she wait in the car? Or
she was at home. I was going to her house.
So you...
I went to the store and then went to her house after.
Okay. You were not embarrassed to buy a pregnancy test.
Well, sure, because it wasn't for me. But then when I ran into my chemistry teacher out of the blue, then I was like, okay, this looks bad. I can see how this looks bad.
Was it in your hand?
It was the only thing in my basket, so... Because I went and I grabbed that first, and then I, like, continued walking around the store.
You got a basket?
Yeah.
Well, why would you get a basket? You're just going in for one thing, a pregnancy test.
Like, I can spend an hour in CVS, Bill. I can go ham, okay? Do not leave me alone in a drugstore. I'm never coming out.
216-474-0104.
That was one of my mom and mine's favorite pastimes when I was growing up. Literally, the toy aisle in Drug Mart. Happy place.
I don't even know why we're talking about this. We don't have any teachers listening to us right now. They're still on summer vacation.
Well, maybe there's one out there just starting to get a head start on the classroom shopping.
But what is it like when you run into a student in the wild? Is that something that's exciting or is it awkward? My guess is that all of our teachers are just great and they love their kids. They probably love to see them in the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Isabel in Medina, good morning.
Good morning.
So, are you a teacher or... Oh, I'm sorry, you said your mom is a teacher.
Yes, she's a teacher.
So, what is it like for your mom during summer vacation?
Well, normally, we cannot go anywhere without her running into students.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be times where she'll be like, okay, I just got to run in somewhere for, like, one thing. And it half an hour later, she's like, I got stuck with five people.
Oh, cause she ran into her kids.
Yes. And they will come up. And, like, she's such a, like, influential teacher. Like, she's just such a good teacher. Like, students will come up to her and be like, oh, my gosh, I miss you. I miss your class.
Aw.
Now, does that annoy her or does she love it?
No, she loves it, but it's a little annoying for us because we can't go anywhere without someone knowing her.
Yeah. She's like a little local celebrity.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Isabel, thank you. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
No problem.
Let's go to Natalia in Lyndhurst next. Natalia, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about running into teachers in the summertime. Are you a teacher, Natalia, or what's going on here?
No, I am not a teacher, but I used to love running into my teachers growing up. Even still now, I'm 36, and I run into some former teachers, and it's still exciting and nostalgic, and they recognize me because I've grown up, but my face hasn't changed.
Oh, wow, so they still recognize you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
When was the last time that you've run into a teacher?
You know, probably about 4 years ago, I would say I ran into my elementary school librarian, and she's like 95.
Oh.
And, she, you know, because she would consistently come to the restaurant I worked at, like, so she and I would talk, mm-hmm. and she would remember me. But my old principal used to come in there, and it was really cool. Actually, my son, he goes to the same school district I went to for high school. Mm-hmm. And some of his teachers and, like, his gym teacher was my high school gym teacher. And
oh,
it's
wow.
like sitting in the carpool line, looking at him like, hey, Mr. Waite, how are you? And he's like, oh, yeah, how are you? I had you in high school. And it's like, it's the greatest thing. It's very cool.
That's got to be so crazy for, like, those teachers that see you now, like, dropping off your kiddo.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because, like, you know, I just blinked and I turned 36. I still feel like I'm a kid at heart.
Never grow up. It's a trap.
It is. Absolutely.
Natalia, thank you for listening to us and for calling in this morning.
I'm so excited that I got to talk to you guys.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Chapel Roan has announced that she's going to have some fall dates. She's going to tour a little bit this fall.
I saw that, but before anybody gets too excited, she is not coming here and not coming anywhere close to here. So,
but it's there's not that many dates. There's 4 shows in New York City, 2 in LA, 2 in Kansas City, and that's it.
Yeah, that's all. She's doing short, sweet, to the point.
But does that mean that she might add more dates later? Like, this is just getting started? Does she not like to tour?
I do very much remember last year, last summer, after she played a bunch of festivals, she was like, I got to take a break. I can't do shows for a while. I do remember that coming out of her camp.
Is she touring right now?
No.
I thought maybe she was overseas.
I don't believe so. I think she's been working on new music. She was spotted filming a new music video in New York a couple weeks ago. And there's been posters popping up around New York City that seem like they're teasing potentially new music from Chapel. So we shall see.
Speaking of going to concerts, I do have an update on the Coldplay Kiss Cam concert.
Oh, good. Oh, good. The meme isn't dead yet.
Well, it's really just details, the fallout from this scandal. So
okay.
we already know that Andy Byron, the CEO, he resigned his job earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
But now the woman that he was with, the head of HR at Astronomer, Kristen Cabot, she has also resigned her position.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know how you remain the head of HR when you've been caught red-handed like that. Like,
probably difficult.
Honestly, she probably was like the worst person to get caught.
Yeah.
The HR person, come on.
I wonder if she tried to save her job.
She's like, I mean, if anybody could, it was her.
I have all these videos in my office about dating in the workplace. I could watch those and
maybe learn something, potentially.
But yeah, I mean, it's really unbelievable. You go to a Coldplay concert. You go to a Coldplay concert, and yes, you're with your
sneaky link,
your side piece, but still, you lose your job over that. That's really insane to think about.
Yeah, it's nuts.
All right, it's Q104. Good morning. Benson Boone, Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. You know, I feel bad for my oldest son, Will. He's 14, and he's known this for a few weeks now. He found out a few weeks ago that he has to get braces again.
No.
So he had braces for 2 years when he was in third grade and fourth grade.
That's so young. Is that young? That feels young, I think, but I don't have kids. I don't know.
I just follow. Okay. I just do whatever the dentist says or the orthodontist says. I never had braces. But Will did when he was younger. And his teeth, to me, look fine. But I guess that over the years, there's been more shifting and inside his mouth, things are crowding. And
is he wearing his retainer?
He does not wear a retainer. And maybe that's why we're going through this again.
I've never had braces. I don't know a whole lot about it. But from what I've heard from, like, my friends who have had braces, mm-hmm. the retainer is crucial. Like, you have to wear it, like, every night.
Yeah, I don't know. So his orthodontist was in Arizona.
Oh, okay. So you have to find, like, a new one here.
Yeah, we have a new one here.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is we probably dropped the ball going from his orthodontic care in Arizona to Ohio. Mm. So if he needed more care in the past few years, then, yeah, we let him down there.
He should have gotten a retainer. That's interesting that he didn't get one, like, right after the braces came off. I felt like that's usually when you get one. But, again, I don't know. Maybe somebody, I'm sure somebody listening has a lot more knowledge than I do on this.
Well, it was 4 years ago, so I'm not really remembering, like, all the details. Maybe he had one or maybe it didn't fit, or maybe he didn't wear one at all. I have no idea.
Anyways, are you going to do another round of braces?
Yeah, he has to. Two more years of braces.
You're actually going to do it. Like,
well, what's the alternative?
Not.
Are you allowed to do that?
You're his dad.
When the orthodontist
says... If you said that you think his teeth look fine, and if he doesn't want the braces, then he doesn't, like, need to get the braces.
I know, but I'm not a dental expert. I can't just look at somebody's mouth and say, "Ah, you're fine. You don't need that." Like, what if he has, like...
I mean, that's how it went in my family.
What if he has tons of problems later in life, and then all of a sudden he's blaming me?
I mean, if they look
fine... I should have had braces when I was in high school.
Well, he has already had them once. Yeah. I don't know. All I'm saying is he's still a growing boy, so, like, the potential for crowding is... It's going to still be there for probably a good, like, at least 5 years.
I don't know. We're going back into it. That's all I know. So he had his first appointment yesterday to get his rubber bands in.
Oh, good. I'm sure he's loving that.
And so we're walking out. We're walking outside and getting into the car. And because I didn't go back with him. Like, he's old enough. He can go back. And so I said, did they tell you anything? And he's like, yeah. They said, I just can't have anything sticky for the next couple of days. And I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, I can't have popcorn. I can't have, like, gummy bears. And he's like, oh, wait, Dad. He's like, wait, am I allowed to have Nutella?
That's the big question.
I don't know. He's like, because I eat Nutella every day. I have toast with Nutella on it. Do you think I'm not allowed to have that? And I'm like, well, go back in and ask. He's like, I don't want to go back in. Like, are you serious? So I go back in and I ask if he's allowed to have Nutella, which he is, by the way.
Oh, good, 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 good.
He's still allowed to have his Nutella. But then I'm walking out. She said, and also reminds him that he's not allowed to floss. And I'm like, what?
That feels like some bad advice.
Like, he's not allowed to floss? So is it flossing is just a big scam?
Could you imagine? Oh my God, the conspiracy of a lifetime. Flossing is a scam.
Can I no longer floss?
I would love it if somebody told me that I didn't have to floss anymore.
I'm sure you're not allowed to floss where the rubber bands are.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So you don't knock anything out. But I was excited for a second because I thought that she was saying that...
Just stop.
Flossing is not important. He doesn't need to do that.
I swear, it's like every night. Like, every night that I skip it, I think about it, and I feel guilty.
What's that? Flossing?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I just don't want to. Not going to do it today.
I'm into the habit of doing it because I'm trying to be the good example for the kids.
Mm.
So there are many nights when we're just all flossing in the bathroom, just so we're all doing it.
I'm sure the conversation's great.
There's no conversations.
That's what I'm saying.
We're flossing.
Because you've all got your hands in your mouth, flossing away.
All right. Red Flag Friday this morning. Julia is going to join us. She really, really likes this guy. But is there a red flag that she has noticed? We're going to talk about it. Coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. So if you're trying to find your summer love, but you've noticed a red flag in the process, we can help you diagnose that, figure out if it's a big deal or not. Julia in Tremont. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the red flag that you've noticed.
Sure. So I met this guy. It was a friend's birthday party. And we were texting for a bit, but we actually started hanging out more recently. Mm-hmm. And honestly, he seems great. Like, he is super cute. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He seems to have a good head on his shoulders.
Okay. I'm waiting for the butt. I'm waiting for the butt.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. So he's TikTok famous.
Mm.
Yeah. It wasn't anything crazy. He's not like Addison Rae level or anything like that. But
okay.
Like, I think he has like 200,000 followers or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and then about like 10,000 on Instagram too. So.
Oh, so I'm not on TikTok. Alyssa's on TikTok. Can you tell Alyssa the handle for this guy?
Yeah, so, I want to check him out.
Oh, I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if I should do that because I'm kind of airing his business. And I don't think it'd be nice of me to do that.
You don't want us
radio.
To know who he is?
I mean, I don't mind if you know, but I don't know if everyone, you know,
okay.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Can we just not?
Fair enough. Okay, so tell us what the problem is with the guy then. Your TikTok famous guy that you're seeing.
I don't know. It's just that, like, every time he posts something, there's always a ton of girls in the comments, and they're saying stuff like, oh, you know, how are you so perfect, or so when's the wedding, or, like, heart emojis. You know, they're just stuff like that.
Does he post a lot, and, like, are they thirst traps? Like, is that why these girls are commenting that kind of stuff?
You know, he doesn't post nearly as much as he said he used to. And he says that he doesn't even really care about it anymore. So he'll post, like, I don't know, like a video a week or something like that. But I wouldn't really call them thirst traps. Some of them are just him lip syncing or doing the stupid trends, you know. I would just say they're more goofy than anything. I don't know about, like, they're not, like, hot, you know.
So these are just his fans interacting with him on TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, does he, I guess the real question here, does he, like, play into it and kind of like flirt back with them?
Not really. I mean, at least I don't think so. It seems like he rarely responds, and then when he does, it's something stupid like an emoji or something. Sometimes actually he'll comment like the emoji heart hands, like the little hands that make a heart, I guess.
Oh, but that's not, yeah, that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, it does sound like he has some fans in the comments.
And I get that. You know, I know he can't control what people comment, but it just, I feel like I'm competing with these random girls in the comment section.
I don't see a red flag here, though.
Really?
Do you disagree, Alyssa?
I don't know that I would particularly put this in the bucket of red flag, but Julia, I definitely can understand how this would be making you feel some type of way.
Why? How does it make... How do you understand? I don't understand.
Because I feel like if I saw girls in Bryce's comments section, you know, saying how perfect he was and like, oh my gosh, like I wish that like I could be with you, that kind of stuff, like that would bother me.
That's what girls are saying, they want to be with him?
Well, yeah, they're like, "Oh, when's our wedding?" and you know, they're like flirting.
I don't know, Alyssa, I would flip that around. I mean, Bryce is the one that has to deal with someone who is visible and you have fans that follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably guys that dip into your DMs occasionally.
Sure. But that's the DMs and I can ignore them and I do. But I think if it's happening in the comment section, that's she's going to see it. There's no way to avoid it.
I don't see where the red flag is on his part, though. Like, I don't see what's he doing wrong. All he's doing is maintaining a TikTok account. He can't help what other people post in his comment section.
Julia, have you brought this up to him?
I mean, I don't know how, because I don't want him to take it the wrong way, you know? So, no, I mean, I haven't.
Doesn't this just go along with the territory when you're dating some TikTok star?
I mean, nobody writes a playbook on how you're supposed to handle it, though.
Thank you.
All right, 216-474-0104. Julia in Tremont is dating a guy who seems to be doing very well on TikTok. He's got a bunch of followers, and some of those followers seem to be interested in him romantically and flirt with him in his comment section. Is that something for Julia to be worried about? Is that a red flag? I don't think it's a red flag. Alyssa, I
don't think it's a red flag, but I definitely understand having the feelings Julia is feeling.
I think this is Julia being insecure.
Whoa.
Okay.
216-474-0104. Your call's coming up. Red Flag Friday, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Julia just joined us. She is dating a guy who apparently is doing very well on TikTok. I wonder how he's doing on Instagram. She didn't mention that.
No, she did. She said...
Oh, she did?
What'd she say? Like I think she said like 10,000 on Instagram.
He's doing better than me on Instagram.
10,000 is pretty good for Instagram.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
I want to follow him. I want to see what he does. Like, what's his content like? And he must be a good looking guy because, according to Julia, he's picked up a lot of female fans.
In the comment section specifically.
And commenting things like, you look so hot today. Right?
I mean, yeah, like hearts and just, you know, the comment section.
And Julia is uncomfortable with that. And she's wondering, because she's just started dating this guy, is this a red flag for the relationship? Now, he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, also worth noting, like, I did ask, like, he's not posting, like, thirst traps. Like, he's just posting, like, normal, like, kind of goofy content. And, yeah, he must be attractive because the girlies are in the comments.
But he's not commenting back and forth with
He's not flirting back. Like, he's not partaking.
And as far as she knows, he's not in his DMs talking to these girls individually.
Hopefully not, yeah. As far as we know, that's not the case.
Tom in Lakewood, what do you think about all this?
I agree with you, Bill. 100% insecurity. She knew he was on this TikTok stuff. She knew he posted this stuff. And now she's trying to change what he does. If I was him, I'd get the heck out of this relationship. She's going to try to control him the whole time. It's disheartening that you can't even do something without someone trying to change who you are or what you're trying to do. And it, like you guys said, it doesn't sound like he's doing anything wrong. I mean, if someone comments at me, should my wife get mad? No, she should take that as a badge of honor for her that she's with me, not that he's doing something wrong. And she didn't say any of that. So I think she's just, you nailed it, Bill. That's what made me text in, is when you said she's insecure. I'm like, that's the perfect word for it.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it is hard. It is difficult for me to be right all the time.
Yeah, it's not an all the time thing, but when it happens.
Are you sure it's not all the time?
Yeah, I'm positive, Bill. Don't worry. I'm positive.
Feels like it's 95% of the time.
I don't know about that.
Jen and Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
You heard from Julia. Is there anything that we can say to Julia to make her feel better?
To feel better?
Because would you agree that she sounds a little insecure?
I mean, I wouldn't say it as harshly as you or Tom from Lakewood said.
I don't mean to be harsh.
I think that's why I went, whoa, because I think just like that word insecure, I think especially as a woman, it feels very heavy because we have so many insecurities that we deal with literally our whole life. So like, I have a weird feeling about slapping that label on her, but.
Well, we all have insecurities. I'm insecure about so many things. It's just not, I'm not insecure about social media, so I can't relate to this.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, as far as to help her along, I mean, I guess just don't watch his TikTok if it upsets her that much. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting because it's like you have this TikTok world, but then you have the real world. And if he's not doing anything wrong in the real world, that's what matters, right?
Exactly.
He's not even doing anything wrong in the world of TikTok either, but it's just that his comment section, it's not really making her feel too good.
I mean, if she's seeing that as a red flag, then I guess maybe she shouldn't pursue the relationship.
Yeah,
if it's a red flag, if it's already bothering her, it's only going to, you know, continue or get worse.
How is she ever going to fully trust him? Right?
I mean, you can. I mean, trust can be earned easily. I mean, as long as you do everything you say you're going to do. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a red flag, but I mean,
definitely
it's
something
to be
consider.
A rough one for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope Julia sticks with it. And maybe as the relationship grows and more time passes by, she'll become more secure with this as she realizes that his actions don't really support that he's doing anything that he shouldn't be doing on TikTok.
Right. Yeah, I hope that like as they progress too, that she can maybe have some of these conversations with him. Because at the end of the day, I think that he is the one that could absolutely make her feel better. But she doesn't want to go to him right now. And I get that. I do.
216-474-0104. If you have anything further, send us a text. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Alex Warren. We are going to Avon this morning. Amy's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Here are the rules, super quick. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you're going to win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. It is a special edition of Alyssa's College of Knowledge today. It's our Christmas in July version. So all Christmas questions for you, Amy.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Question number one. How do you say Merry Christmas in Espanol?
Feliz Navidad.
Question two. Give me an alternative name for Santa Claus.
Kris Kringle.
Question three. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Vixen?
Question four. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. Which is it?
Oh, Woolworth? I don't know that one.
Final question. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas?
Bells?
Bells?
Yeah.
All right, Amy, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Amy, you started off great.
I know. I lost it there.
Kind of tailed off at the end. But, you know, it is July 25th. I don't even know if Alyssa knows what we're doing today. It's Christmas in July, Alyssa.
What?
Alyssa, you'll get it. You get everything.
Amy went 2 for 5.
Okay.
So you need 2 correct to tie and 3 to win.
Okay.
Let's jump into your questions, Alyssa. Question number one, how do you say Merry Christmas in Espanol?
Feliz Navidad.
Give me an alternative name for Santa Claus.
Kris Kringle.
Question three, which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Cupid.
Cupid.
Oh,
is correct. Valentine's Day.
Yes. There it is.
All right. Question four. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real life department store. What is it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What is it?
I'm going to say, I don't think this is right. Is it Macy's?
It is Macy's.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense because the Macy's Day Parade. Okay. Everything is clicking.
Me too.
Final question. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas?
8 French hens.
8 French hens.
No, that's 3 French hens.
3 French hens.
8 maids of milking.
8 maids of milking.
Sorry. Yeah, that's on me.
She almost went 5 for 5.
So close.
Of course, Alyssa. You're just too good.
Hey, I'm full of useless knowledge. It's one of my only specialties.
I love it.
Amy, we loved having you here. Please stay cool. I'm sure it's not going to be this hot when the Cuyahoga County Fair rolls around. I believe August 5th. We do have tickets for you.
Yay. Thank you so much. My name is Amy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. All right. Ask that question again, Alyssa.
Okay. When you're home alone, do you wear deodorant?
Okay.
Yes or no?
All right. How are you going to answer this question? You personally, Alyssa Rose.
Oh, personally, I always wear deodorant, even when I am home alone. It's just part of my getting ready for the day routine. Like if I do nothing else, no makeup, don't do my hair, I'm still putting on deodorant.
Okay. For me personally, the answer is also yes.
Okay.
If it's in the morning, I can tell when I'm not wearing deodorant. I feel it just feels different under there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not protected. Mm-hmm. Like I miss the layer of coating that I just know.
I know
when I'm not wearing
it. I do.
It.
I notice. And then also like I'm not a person that just forgets to put on deodorant, but if for some reason I do, like, I got a shower that night. Like, there's, like, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Now, that's in the morning. Now, sometimes if I do a late afternoon workout or I'm just, like, hot and sweaty, I'll jump in the shower. And then if it's at night, I'll just put on, like, a t-shirt and shorts. But I won't put on deodorant at night.
I'm the same way with that, actually, too. I won't put on deodorant because I take showers before I go to bed. So I'm not going to put on deodorant before I go to bed. But like if I wake up the next morning, even if it's just me at home, I'm putting it on.
Ivy in Eastlake, good morning.
Good morning.
What do? You put on deodorant in the morning? Every morning, even if you're home alone?
Okay, so it's a tricky situation. So
it is?
I'm going to be completely transparent here on the air, and that is totally fine for Cleveland to know that I actually do not have BO.
You just don't deal with body odor at all.
I don't. So, like, I put it on just because I like to smell good. But, like Bill said, if I am at home and I take a shower and I know I'm staying home the whole day, like, I'm not going to put it on. There's no reason for me to. Now, in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, I 100% do. But if I'm home by myself and I know I'm staying home, mm-hmm. then no. If I'm getting dressed to go out, then I'm putting deodorant on. That is part of getting ready to go out.
But you don't have BO, Ivy.
No, I do not.
Now, you've checked with other people on this? Like, you've done the research? You've asked other people?
You've asked around?
Okay. For whole Cleveland to know, my parents have smelt my pits. My husband has smelt my pits. My sister has. No one has said, oh, my gosh, you stink.
She's just going around putting her pits in people's faces. Yeah. Like, do you smell anything? Is there anything there?
She's got like a clipboard. She's like, okay, check. All right.
Honestly, that's kind of like a really cool superpower to have, though, to just not have BO at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's the teacher in me. I have the clipboard with the checklist, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, you're ready. So do you still sweat, though?
Yeah, I still sweat, but like my sweat doesn't stink.
Okay.
Smells like roses.
Wish I could be like that.
Apparently.
Smells like ivy.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Ivy. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too. It's Q104. Somber, undressed, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, Q104. Thank you for being here this morning. So last week, remember, I had to go to a graduation party, high school graduation party?
Yes, and we helped you figure out how much to give as a gift.
Yeah, my wife was wondering, because she said, what are we supposed to do? What do high school kids want? Kids who just graduated from high school. Is it cash? And I'm like, yeah, I think it's probably cash.
Yeah, it's money.
My wife was thinking, what, like $20? And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. So we ended up coming to the show. And what we found out, you know, because there are, you know.
There's levels.
Details matter. And this was the graduation party for my best friend. And so we ended up giving.
His son.
Yeah, his son. So we gave him $100.
Okay, good. Oh, you did.
Thanks to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife is doubling down. Because this weekend, she has to attend a bridal shower.
Oh, no.
And she's like, can you do that again where you ask, like, what am I supposed to give as a gift at a bridal shower?
Oh, okay, yes. I'm so ready.
It's been so long since I've attended one, I don't even know what to give these days.
I actually just went to a bridal shower this past Sunday.
Okay.
So I can help here.
All right. Here are the details on this. She has never met the bride-to-be. It's a complete stranger. She knows the groom, and she even better, she knows the future mother-in-law. She's better friends with the mother-in-law.
Okay, I see.
The future mother-in-law, who I believe will also be at the bridal shower.
Okay.
But of course, she's invited, and she has to bring a gift. What do you give for... in that scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, do they want cash? Is there a registry?
I mean, I would say that's the starting point. Is there a registry? I would say, and this is just my take, if there is a registry, I would go to the registry and find something between 25 and 30 and 50.
30 and 50.
Under 50.
Under 50.
Under 50. I think if she does not know the bride.
Yeah.
I mean.
She'll meet the bride-to-be this weekend.
Yes, she's going to meet the bride-to-be this weekend. I am assuming that you guys are going to go to the wedding or at least send a gift for the wedding that's happening.
We will be attending the wedding.
Okay, so you're going to be giving an actual wedding gift sometime in the near future.
Oh, God.
I think you can definitely keep a bridal shower gift for a bride that you do not know under $50.
Is Alyssa right? 216-474-0104. I got to buy a suit and a wedding gift now.
All those expenses are adding up.
Q104. My wife is attending a bridal shower on Sunday. She does not know the bride. She will meet the bride in person on Sunday. She knows the future mother-in-law, but she's been invited to the bridal shower. And she's like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to give as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you supposed to do these days? Is there a registry? I don't even know if she knows that.
She's got to figure that out because I think that the registry would definitely be a good place to start, especially for a bride that you don't know.
But if you just give cash, how much? Alyssa says less than $50 is acceptable. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm standing by that. I think less than $50 for a bride that you don't know for the bridal shower, keeping in mind that they're going to go to the wedding and give a wedding gift as well later on.
Katie in Elyria. Now, you said you have what to attend soon?
I'm actually in a wedding and I'm going to a bridal shower.
Oh, when is the bridal shower?
August 23rd.
Oh, okay. So how well do you know the bride-to-be?
I would... She's in the wedding.
Oh, she's in the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, so fairly well. Well, you know?
Yes.
You're on a first-name basis?
Yes.
All right. Very good. So what would you give to a bride if you're in the wedding party? Because you're already spending so much money on a dress, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. and
potentially travel, hotel for the night of the wedding. Like, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. So I have found the perfect gift, whether you know the bride or don't know the bride. It is affordable, and you can get them on Amazon shipped to you for like $30.
Ooh.
Total.
Okay. I'm so intrigued.
Mr. and Mrs. Wine Glass Sets.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say Mr. Hero Gift Certificate.
No. Who wouldn't love that, though, honestly? Roll up with a fat stack of Mr. Hero coupons.
I was like, what a great idea. I'm sure I could just go get some from the promotions department.
Probably. Oh, okay. But Mr. and Mrs. Wine Glass Set.
They can use them at the wedding, and they come in these cute wooden boxes, and it's under $50.
Okay, but do you agree, though, that for a bride that you don't know, under $50 is like, that's plenty.
Yes, because you don't really know her and you don't want to spend so much money on something that she doesn't actually like.
Right.
So true.
So I think in this situation, even cash or a check would be okay because you don't know her well enough to buy something she likes.
Yes. Excellent. Katie, I love it, especially because we do have to buy a wedding gift for the wedding, which is at the end of August.
Yeah, so...
And I got to buy a suit.
Yeah, and does Paula know what she's wearing?
Probably not. She probably needs a new dress.
Oh, boy.
And Will's getting braces. I mean, where does it end?
Like, it never ends.
I didn't even go on vacation this summer, and it's one of the most expensive summers of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Katie, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're welcome. You too.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show. Last night was impromptu movie night at my house.
Oh, fun. What did you watch?
We watched Happy Gilmore.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
Did you watch it with both of your boys?
No, just Will.
Okay.
Who's 14, and my wife. That's one of my wife's favorite movies.
Is it really?
It's not... I like Adam Sandler. I like his movies. I don't love them. There's other movies that I would place above his movies. Like Tommy Boy, to me, is a better movie than any Adam Sandler movie. But I digress. So we watched Happy Gilmore. And because Will is into golf now and he wanted to watch the movie and he asked to watch it. And Paul and I are like, it's okay for him to watch it, right? Do you remember anything? And as the movie's going on... There's like I could feel my wife like looking at me, staring at me during some scenes where she's like, maybe a little questionable. But it's not bad for a 14-year-old, would you say? I mean, maybe Julie Bowen wearing lingerie, holding the two pitchers of beer or something like that.
I mean, maybe, but I'm sure he has seen way worse than that. Hate to break it to you.
He probably has. Thank you.
I watched Happy Gilmore for the first time when I was 4, so I think you're good.
4?
4. It was like one of, I think, like 3 VHS tapes that my dad had at his apartment, so mm-hmm. Watched it quite a few times. I'm very excited, though, for Happy Gilmore 2. Are it's you guys going to watch that this weekend?
I would like to. I would like to watch it this weekend. It's out on Netflix. I wonder if anybody's watched it already this morning. But in the movie, we've heard about Bad Bunny.
Yes.
He makes a cameo.
I saw a little clip of him. I think it was on the Colbert Show the other night.
Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Kid Cudi, Cleveland guy.
Oh, Cutter.
So, yeah, that is in the Netflix queue for this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to watch it before I head out to camp. We will see.
All right, another special edition.
Shayla
of
in
Alyssa's
Lorraine
College
is
of
going
knowledge.
To play
Christmas
Alyssa's College
in July.
Of knowledge.
Good morning,
Shayla.
We're going to play in 10 minutes.
Good morning.
Happy Christmas in July.
Merry Christmassy.
We're going to play our special version of Alyssa's College of Knowledge today. It's still five questions. However, every single question pertains to Christmas some way, somehow. If you get more of them right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play, Shayla?
Yes, I am.
The artist who sings All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mariah Carey.
Question two, what is the name of the Jewish holiday that sometimes overlaps with Christmas?
Can I get a pass?
I can pass, but I can't go back to it.
Okay.
Question three. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Isn't it Florida?
Question four. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
A carrot.
Final question. In the movie A Christmas Story, what is the name of Ralphie's little brother?
Wow. I'm going to take a guess and say Ralphie.
Ralphie 2?
Yeah.
All right, Shayla, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Ralphie 2. Have you seen the movie A Christmas Story? Shayla, just out of curiosity. No. You haven't seen it?
No.
It was filmed right here in Cleveland. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Matter of fact, I think they even have like a Christmas Story house, but yeah.
They do have a Christmas Story house.
They do.
Yeah.
And you can learn about the entire family.
Yeah, I should go one day.
All right, Alyssa's back in the studio. Meet Shayla and Lorraine.
Good morning, Shayla.
Good morning.
So Shayla's in the Christmas spirit. However, I'm not sure if she's in the right frame of mind. Shayla only got one today.
Okay. Well, you know what? One is better than none.
So let's see how Alyssa does. She only needs the one, but we need answers to these questions. Question one, the artist who sings All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mariah Carey.
Question two, what is the name of the Jewish holiday that sometimes overlaps with Christmas?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Question three, in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Ooh. Florida?
That's what Shayla said. Florida is where they were going in Home Alone 2.
Oh.
But they did not leave Kevin behind. Kevin got on the wrong plane to New York City. So they were going to Paris in Home Alone, and that's where they left Kevin behind at the house.
That was a trick question.
They had that 90s money back then. Going to Paris willy-nilly for Christmas.
Yeah, the economics of Home Alone make no sense to me. Question four, what was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
Oh, a button.
Yep, that's a button.
Shayla just answered that for you.
Yep, button nose. Thank you, Shayla.
Yeah, sorry, because I got it wrong.
Well, I appreciate the assist.
In the movie A Christmas Story, what is the name of Ralphie's little brother?
Oh.
It is not Ralphie 2.
Ralphie. I don't know. I'm blanking.
It's Randy.
Oh, Randy.
Show me how the piggies eat.
Wow.
Oh, Shayla.
It was fun, though.
We hope you're keeping cool, and it sounds like you got some passengers in your car there.
Most definitely. Three kids.
Oh, so you've been busy this summer.
Yes, I have twins, too, so.
Shout them out, Shayla.
Shout shout out to my kids. I am Megan Yanor. Mama loves you.
Shayla, we're going to give you guys tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair.
Yay, for my sis with the button.
Oh. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. That's why.
Because you helped Alyssa. That's right, Shayla.
Thank you.
It is the season of giving.
Is it? Are we sure? It's July.
My name is Shayla, and I just slugged out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge Christmas version on Q104.